How to grill lighter and smarter this 4th of July. Mega Doctor News by American Heart Association. Celebrating Independence Day with an old-fashioned cookout is as American as apple pie. Unfortunately, the traditional July 4th menu wasn't cooked up with nutrition as a priority. So if you want to keep health in mind at your holiday cookout, does that mean you're doomed to dish out food that's as bland and sizzle-free as a fireworks show in the rain? No, said Dr. Amy Lazarus-Yarich, Chief Executive Officer of the Center for Nutrition and Health Impact, which is headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska. She's also a volunteer with the Nutrition Committee of the American Heart Association's Council on Lifestyle and Cardiometabolic Health. Healthy doesn't need to be boring, said Yarich, who offered these ideas for a flavorful and health-aware 4th of July. Hot tips for healthy grilling for 4th of July. The association's dietary guidance to improve cardiovascular health recommends choosing healthier sources of protein over fatty and processed meat. That said, you have lots of options for your grill. I grill all the time, Yarich said, but she goes beyond burgers and hot dogs. Grilled skinless chicken breast with a light marinade can be healthier, Yarich said. Or try skewers with grilled fish or shrimp. If you really wanted a burger, then you could do a lean beef burger 90% lean or more, or even turkey or chicken burgers instead of beef patties, she said. But avoid charring the meat, which can produce carcinogens. Healthier alternatives to hot dogs. They may be traditional, but hot dogs will never be mistaken for health food. Processed meat, like hot dogs, is really not very good for you, Yarich said. The extent of the processing along with preservatives and other ingredients in a standard hot dog make it the definition of an ultra-processed food, which the association's dietary guidance suggests minimizing. And a single traditional beef hot dog is often high in sodium. The association suggests choosing foods low in sodium. Yarich's solution? Look for something less processed to put on a bun. That includes grilled chicken and fish, even vegetables and tofu. Whichever way you go at the holiday barbecue, stay sensible, she said. If you're intent on eating a hot dog, have a hot dog, and then eat other healthy things on the side. Fresh fruits and veggies work, even on the grill. When planning, think beyond the meat, Yarich said. Make the vegetables, especially in the summer, the star. Corn on the cob grills up nicely, she said. Instead of soaking it in butter, try seasoning it with a squeeze of lime or a dash of low-sodium or salt-free chili powder. She's also a fan of grilled fruit, such as peaches or pineapple. To promote a patriotic spirit, consider red, white, and blue skewers with cherry tomatoes, fresh fat-free or low-fat mozzarella and blueberries. Or keep it fruity with bananas, strawberries, and blueberries. And then there's that picnic classic, watermelon. I think watermelon is terrific, Yarich said. Mix it with other melons or spice it up with a little mint or fresh basil. Don't forget the drinks. Instead of sugar-laden sodas, consider sparkling water. It's flavorful by itself, Yarich said, but you can turn it into a mocktail with fresh berries and mint. About that apple pie, yes, it has apples. But no, it's not healthy, Yarich said. That doesn't mean you have to exile it from your table. But consider alternatives. If you're baking your own, reduce the amount of sugar. Or because the crust is traditionally made with a lot of saturated fat and refined white flour, try making your own small hand pies with whole wheat phyllo dough, which you can find already packaged at the grocery store, Yarich said. Or get your apple cinnamon fix from a crisp or a crumble, she suggested. You could even stew your own apples with a little bit of cinnamon and a tiny bit of sugar and do an easy crumble on top. Whatever you decide, be mindful about it, she said. Have one small slice, not five. Don't wolf it down. Put your fork down in between each bite. Savor it. Work up an appetite. You can inject health into an outdoor gathering by planning some physical activity, badminton or tossing a frisbee or setting up a scavenger hunt. We're in warm weather, she said. We can be outside. So pairing physical activity with any kind of 4th of July cookout, I highly recommend it. Want to be the star at the potluck? Try a salad. Yarich loves food. When she's invited to a potluck, she usually brings a salad with fresh ingredients. Partiers are excited to have an alternative to, say, a potato salad that's been sitting in the sun too long. It's a great time of year to find beautiful lettuce, cucumbers, and tomatoes at a farmer's market, she said. She's also unafraid to try a bit of American ingenuity to create something exciting. I went to a restaurant a few months ago, and I loved the salad that they did, she said. So she made her own version, with gem lettuce, mandarin oranges, green olives, a handful of pistachios and a vinaigrette. She guarantees that people will eat it. Whenever I bring a salad like that, that's the first thing that goes, Yarich said, and she always goes home with an empty bowl. Celebrating America's 250th birthday with a cookout? The American Heart Association's recipes page has tasty and healthy dishes for grilling as well as some refreshing drinks. Or check out the Tastes of Summer Recipe PDF booklet for more options.